Let us pray. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Hate is a four-letter word which the dictionary describes as intense dislike, intense hostility, an aversion to evil, usually deriving from fear, anger, or a sense of injury. There is so much hate in our world today. There's a rising of white supremacy, a rise in the neo-Nazi movement, hate or reckless speech that is inflammatory and dangerous, extreme far-right rising in our parliament with hate speech, hate of persons, of religion, however that expresses itself, and corruption in the churches. There's an eagerness by some to record on phone ill deeds against another and then post it on social media. All these bring pain and suffering, death and destruction, and is soul-destroying. Hate against newcomers to our country, making a judgment about them and not realising most have come here to be Australian citizens or are already. I often wonder what it is to be an English person, a New Zealander, an Australian these days. I wonder what background your inheritance is, even though you rightly call yourself an Australian, and how that might have an imprint on your thinking and influence your life. For me, I come from a heritage that is German and Jewish. What a combination. And I don't think I need explain what the impact on our family life was with that mix, including a German surname, especially during and following World War I and II. In the Gospel reading, we heard that it was a Pharisee who warned Jesus of the pending danger in Jerusalem and advising him to stay away and to seek safety. It's true, from the Gospels, we do get a one-sided view of the Pharisees. The Jews themselves knew very well that there were good and bad Pharisees. Perhaps this was a good Pharisee, like Gamaliel in Acts 5, who was happy to sit on the sideline and see whether or not this new Jesus movement turned out to be from God. Whatever our cultural background, it is in the Lord that we find our true identity and security and no one else. It's there we find our holy boldness, as Jesus did when he confronted Herod. Jesus wept over Jerusalem, saying, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. Oh, how I want to gather you up, like a hen gathers her chickens under her wings." But you didn't want that. Jesus paused outside the city walls. He still had 2 days' work to do of healing and forgiveness, and one more day for completion. Then he will be on his way. He has to go through with this journey because a prophet can't be killed outside of Jerusalem. His death on the human factor is a death that will come from those who fear him, hate him, and have evil intent. Herod had never given Jesus much trouble until now. He wasn't terrified of Herod, who sought his life. And by calling him a fox, Jesus spoke plainly that Herod was a man of insignificance and cunning. Herod may only have been a tin pot little monarch compared with Caesar, but his sly threats and name calling were real enough. Jesus had a sovereign confidence in God's overarching plan. When he declared it was impossible for a prophet to die outside Jerusalem, he is not making a statement about history so much as asserting that his own prophetic vocation, which his divine commission would safeguard, would be accomplished there and only there. He would be enthroned, however paradoxically, in Jerusalem, and Herod would be shown up as the impostor. The way of the cross trodden by Jesus undercuts the claims of the rulers of the world. Jesus said in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And he also tells us to love our neighbours as we love ourselves. Jesus doesn't say, love this one but not that one. Yes, this one, but no, not that one. Not that nationality, not that race. He says, love everyone. As I said in the beginning, there is a four-letter word that spells hate, and there's no place for it in our lives. The only four-letter word we need is love. It's the only four-letter word we need to have on our lips at all times. And well may we ask in times of trouble, what can I do in the midst of a world where hate seems to be intrusive on us all? What can I do in the midst of this? I'm only one small person trying to stand tall in an increasing environment of hate. And I say, never underestimate the power of prayer. It's the greatest weapon we have. Never underestimate the sharing of love, God's love, in words and in action. And make your voice heard and your votes in elections count. Jesus speaks of the end times when he said, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. May our hearts and lives be ready and prepared for that. Many groups of people went to Jerusalem to trade their wares and spices and celebrate their faiths there among the people Jesus wept for. And I can't help but think how he must weep so many times and recently over the city in New Zealand. Ordinary everyday people go about their business of living, caught up and killed by hate. Many groups of people went to New Zealand to live and to start a new life and share their gifts and trades. And now we have seen destruction and loss of life by hate and evil in what is usually a peaceful and beautiful country. And their lives have been changed forever. Not for the better, but for a changed life that will bear scars on humanity for ages to come. The world is rattled by this event, and that includes us to think that one of our own has caused such carnage and pain and suffering. Now, but it lifts my heart when I come up here during the week and hear the laughter and conversation of the youth group members in the mushroom or out in the garden, just sharing and enjoying Christian lives together. And it's times like this that I feel there is hope. It lifts my heart to see the love and care at Covenant Care and in the community through our nursing program. We can't for one minute let those who tarnish our world with hate and destruction cloud our spirit or our judgments, cloud our trust and journey with God and our love for good. Who was it that said, spread the love, brother, spread the love? I think it might have been Coldplay in their album, Brother and Sister, maybe, but it's a great phrase to have on our hearts. What a response to the horrendous criminal acts in Christchurch by their Prime Minister. What a leader. And she has said that never will the name of the person who caused such destruction, pain and suffering cross her lips. Never will she give him power by naming him. Her response of love to the Muslim community while visibly affected by their pain and suffering was full of love. Some 2,000 years ago, did the voices of hate overtake the outcome for Jesus in Jerusalem? Remember the crowds calling for Barabbas to be free, and the words crucify, crucify sounded out as the fate for Jesus. His disciples and followers didn't even see this coming. The Christian faith some 2,000 years later is continuing to uphold its beliefs, its image of love, indestructible, unperishable, and unable to be snuffed out. The words of Jesus when he said, because of his love of people and his knowing of what was to become of them in the destruction in Jerusalem, he wanted to gather them up as a hen gathers her chickens under her wing. And in Psalm 63 that we've just read, in the shadow of your wing I will sing for joy and cling to God, for his right hand will uphold us. These to me are such powerful images of a God, one that cares so much about us that he wants to protect us, shelter us, and hold us firmly by the hand. And you know something else? The kingdom of God is not just fancy talk. It's a living by God's power, as we are told in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. For the kingdom of God depends not on talk, but on power. The kingdom of God makes all the difference in you and your day because you are part of it. What we all need to do as Christians is to wage a war of love. And to conclude, may the word hate never cross our lips or have a place in our lives. Let us be people of love in all circumstances, a love that comes from our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.